So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, fresh off Newsmax, debating the East Wing. And I put on my interior decorating hat. Are we seeing Trump ballroom derangement syndrome? I know when you see it, you know, if you haven't been there and behind back there, it looks, oh my God, we see the meme, we see the narrative. We have historian John Meacham saying this is why the American Revolution was fought, because Trump is remodeling the White House. You know, it's not necessarily my style, all the gold and all the rest of it. May not be yours, but presidents do make these changes. This happened to be a very big one. We have that going on. And Hunter Biden. Henry is busily taking out the profanities now. I'm going to play it for you in a second. Hunter Biden has surfaced again, and he's asked a question, and by the way, how nuts he gets and how long he answers tells us why the other side hates this. You know what it is. Hunter Biden is asked, 3.5-hour interview, and he goes nuts on one particular thing. Why do these guys keep on bringing up this trans issue? Why don't they go and talk to their priest? Why don't you go and talk to your priest? Can you imagine his confession? Oh, my God. Hey, Father. I'm not doing anything here. I don't remember anything. That's my story. I did crack, so I'm good. I'm an addict. What are you going to do? God's on my side. All right. We'll play that in a moment. Got a great side question. Bill O'Reilly is in the on-deck circle. So here's a little bit of Hunter Biden in this interview being asked about the trans issue. Why in the world do you think they're bringing that up? Why is it so effective? He tells us he's not. Just one little thing, Henry, before we play it. I'm looking at a poll. Now, remember, this is in New Jersey in the hot race. American Principles Project. 72% of New Jersey residents oppose having boys, men in women's sports. 22% are okay with it, and the rest are noncommittal. You got to remember now, that's Jersey. Think about what it's like in a normal state. This issue is tremendous because we're winning, but we're winning slowly, meaning the politics of it still plays out. Here's a little bit of Hunter Biden on the issue.
You're Hunter Biden running for president, and attacking you about this and them. How do you respond to that?
No, I mean, look, is it? I think the way that I respond to it is say, shut the fuck up. Like, that's not our problem. If you're really that concerned about it, then go talk to your priest, go talk to your therapist, go talk to your family doctor, because it's not something that absolutely in any way matters as it relates to what is about to just land in your backyard. I mean, what's about to land in your backyard is a transformation in this country like we have not witnessed in the history of the world as it relates to what's going to happen with AI, as it relates to what's going to happen in terms of the way that our government works, as it relates to what's going to happen in terms of the international relationships that we have, that other countries have with each other, and the way that it impacts me directly, whether I'm a farmer, whether I'm a truck driver, or whether I'm Hunter Biden. And to sit here and say, you know, there's that Dietrich Bonhoeffer thing that I talked about in that interview, which he's a, you know, 1930s German philosopher.
Tell us, you genius.
He was killed by the Nazis. And he said, basically, the real evil that it is almost impossible to face is ignorance, is stupidity. And what I'd say
the
about
mirror.
The whole issue
the
as it
mirror,
relates
buddy.
To the transgender piece of it, the whole discussion about it is... Who the f*** cares? Is it really, unless, by the way, other than to say, is that I don't like bullies. I don't like people that spend half $1 billion or whatever the amount of money that they spend talking about transgender people when they represent, what, 0.5% of the population?
All right, Henry, we got it. Thank you for pulling it. Maybe a little bit more. If I'm whispering in Jack Chatterley's ear, again, I'm saying, you know, I know we have less than 2 weeks campaign. I know affordability over in Jersey. Yes. But you see the ignorance here. Bono, I thought he was going with the Nazi thing there for a moment.
Goes all over the place.
Oh, like, well, he's a crack at, you know, again, he's, you know, if he is reformed, God bless. I'm in agreement. The arrogance, the privilege. We played you Spanberger yesterday, the woman running in Virginia. And her spin, her way to diffuse this was to say, well, why can't we give some grace to those who are transgender? We're not doing anything to anybody transgender. We're just saying you can't play against females. And she said people don't know who they are. They ought to be able to play against females. Well, maybe you look around biologically, you might know who you are. So it's endless. They don't like it because deep down the smarter ones know, man, this is killing us. Now, our Nazi moment of the day, and I don't think we could top anything. They have branched out in calling people Nazis that support Trump, particularly, this is Carvel. This is cut 8. Carvel now says, what should happen to all Trump supporters, particularly those in the Trump administration, playing with the Nazi narrative, Nazi meme? Remember that footage, Paris mainly, they showed it. Of those women who consorted, slept with the Nazis. Remember what happened to them? They shaved off their heads in public. They spat on them. They lined them up. I think they may have roped them together and paraded them through the streets and beat them up. That's what Carvel wants to do if you're a Trump supporter. Here's what he said on a podcast.
You know what we do with collaborators.
Collaborate us.
My fantasy dream is that this nightmare ends in 2029, and I think we ought to have radical thing. I think they all ought to have their head shaven. They should be put in orange pajamas.
Not the hair,
march
James.
Down Pennsylvania
oh, no,
Avenue,
not the hair.
And the
no.
public should be invited to spit on them. All of these collaborators should be shaved, pajamaed, and spit on. It's a moral judgment.
Yeah.
If you bend the knee to a criminal, tyrant, and that's what he is. Understand, he is a criminal. 34 convictions would have been a lot more, okay, if they would have pursued it. He is a tyrant. He has no use for democracy. He has no use for the values of this country. And you are collaborating with this, and it will bring eternal shame to your company.
All right, so you see how this is going. I give him credit now. He didn't just go Nazi, 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 fascist, fascist, fascist. Now they're playing out the very thing that happened in World War II. And he's actually introducing a new word here, collaborators. And what happened to those women, principally. That's what he wants done. And he threw the pajamas in. I don't know if they had the pajamas on, but the head shaving. Oh, man, the worst thing of all. The head shaving. All right. Bill O'Reilly's in the on-deck circle. I'll ask him about that. And also Trump and Putin. Let me give you the side question. We'll get Henry's and Kirk's coming up. We had a great one, but I saw it. I was listening on the way home yesterday, Spike Eskenin. They were talking about one of the shows. They were talking about Brandon Graham coming back. Oh, will that spoil his legacy? In other words, he had the perfect ending. Perfect ending. Think about that. Super Bowl ring, two. Yeah, he was injured in the Super Bowl, but he goes out, he retires after winning another Super Bowl. Rides off into the sunset. Why come back? Because he loves football. He loves part of it. You know, the life, being in the locker room, the media, the whole thing. And I said, imperfect ending. So we are looking for someone or something that you think had a perfect ending. It may not have been the last thing they did, but, you know, how they at a period in their life or whatever, or a film. And the first one that came to my mind is Almost, and then they messed it up. Then I'll give you one that hit the mark. The Natural should have ended at the ball field, not playing catch afterward. Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
The sparks flying down on the field. Yeah. That's it. Go out right there. Good night, everybody.
It's got to be like, this is my son. I have something to live for besides getting back on the baseball field.
You should have developed that before. Have the kid out there run on the field.
They didn't know. Well, they didn't know until halfway through the season.
Have him greet him at home plate. Jump over to things, come running. You can do that. You can't go back for another little after that drama. By the way, in the original book, The Natural, unhappy ending. Strikes out.
Ugh.
You can imagine.
Doesn't have Wonder Boy in his hands.
That's right. All right. The other one that sticks it, I think, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
It definitely sticks it in more ways than one. Particularly a picture of that hat blowing, you can see coming down as Morgan Freeman is on the beach. And he just happens to look up. Beautifully done. All right. So O'Reilly next. Hit it, and doesn't have to be a film. Henry, do you have a film or do you have something else?
I was going to take a film, but I was just trying to think of something else before you came to me here. So why don't we come back to it?
Yeah, I'm thinking of another one, too. It could be somebody who has an ending in any walk of life, anything, and or a film. I know a lot will be films, but think outside the box a little bit. 855-839-1210, Bill O'Reilly next to kick off the show. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to your Dano show. Oh, what in the world will we talk about? So little time, so many issues. Bill O'Reilly with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Let's go to Bill. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Thanks for having me back, Dom. How you doing?
Well, very well. Did I see an iteration of the TV show we talked about, Three Americans at the Kennedy Center on News Nation? Is it coming together with Cuomo, you, and Stephen A. Smith?
You missed that, Dom?
Well, I mean, I
did. That was last Wednesday.
Yes, I did see it, but I'm saying, is that the project you were talking about with me? Is that what it's going to be?
Well, you know, everything moves at a glacial pace in this country, particularly in the media, with 23 million people access that program.
Wow.
Last week. 23 million.
And
so all I can do is, you know, design these shows,
right?
Execute them, and then if some corporation is interested, we have it. We're not going to do nickel and dime stuff. I mean, this is three people who are successful in the media, so it's a substantial investment for anybody to take us on. News Nation, I mean, that's the biggest look-in they've ever gotten ever for anything. By far. No network can touch that. And the reason that happened was because News Nation has a YouTube channel. That's how most people saw it. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Bill O'Reilly. And that's how we reach tens of millions of people a week. So the whole media thing is changing with lightning speed. And it extends into books. I mean, Confronting Evil is a massive bestseller. Because I'm able to get the message out in linear situations like yours, but also in social media.
Well, that is an astounding number. I think, too, between the three of you, Bill, the people you brought on, Fetterman, and what you asked him particularly, that's the type of thing that's much different than you're seeing night after night. You know, you put on your uniform on Fox or CNN, and that's what you get. This was much different.
Yeah, and that is where we are in the media today. So the corporations that run cable news and network news, and all of them on television, they no longer are looking for stimulating, robust debate. They don't want it. It's too hard. Most of the moderators are not smart enough to parry that off. Because you got to know stuff. And so they go, oh, we're just going to preach to the choir, and we can make a certain amount of money doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, the stat is, when I left Fox News, 60% of my audience on the O'Reilly Factor was conservative. According to Pew Research, 93% of Fox viewers are now conservative. And the reason is that the programming changed into basically a conservative network to counter CNN and MSNBC. And Fox makes a lot of money doing that. So I don't see them changing anytime soon. Now, I made more money for them. But again, the skill set that you have to bring to have five debates in an hour is a pretty high bar, Don.
Oh, absolutely. I was under the gun of an O'Reilly debate because you couldn't get at Tom Corbett, the governor. So you opened fire on me because I happened to do a monthly show with him. It was nuts. It was never more invigorating.
Yeah. I mean, look, we looked around for what they call in the media the seam, S-E-A-M, of every story. And we would go in and we'd have smart people like you, even if I had to, you know, slap you around a little bit symbolically. It was good TV.
Yeah.
So when News Nation puts on the Three Americans for 2 hours and you got me sitting next to Tom Homan, you know I'm going to ask Tom Homan about the $50,000 accusation. And that was my first question.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas
they're not going to do that on television when they, or if they do it, they'll do it in a confrontational way. They'll be nasty. They'll deny him due process. That's not what we do. And with Fetterman, I mean, the logical question is, your point of view, Senator, is much closer than a Republican than a Democrat. And that's true. You can back it up 50 ways.
Yeah, there is
something. So how come you're still a Democrat?
Exactly.
And he didn't answer the question. I'm sure you noticed that.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, I wanted to go to Putin, too, because I've been pointing all week. We knew we were going to have you on. You have said this multiple times on this show and your own, that Trump is on to Putin now, and this is evidence. He seemed to have canceled it. The ruse is, well, they couldn't go through Poland. He canceled it because Putin is not playing ball. Every time they give him something to move the ball for, threaten him with something, it doesn't matter, and Putin is one of your stars in confronting evil.
Yeah, I mean, people need to know who he is. And I told you last time we spoke that Trump had texted me and, you know, said, whoa, about the Putin chapter, because I handed him the book, and I said, look, I know you're busy, Mr. President, but you got to read this Putin chapter. You got to know who you're dealing with. And then 2 days ago, Donald Trump endorsed the book. And that was a very nice thing for him to do because, you know, when Trump endorses anything, the MAGA people come and take a look.
Right.
So, the Putin situation as it stands now is this. Trump wanted to meet him in Budapest. Rubio, the Secretary of State, got on the line with Lavrov, who is the Russian foreign minister. Lavrov basically told Rubio, nothing's changed. Now, Putin's got nothing to lose by trotting around the world meeting with Trump. Now, he has nothing to lose. But Trump looks weaker and weaker and weaker if he does these meetings and nothing comes out of it. So Lavrov goes, you know, we haven't changed. We're demanding X, Y, and Z, and that's not going to happen. NATO and the USA are not going to accede to that, and certainly Ukraine won't. So why meet? And that's where we are. Now, Trump slaps oil embargo stuff on him, sanctions on the oil industry. I don't know whether that's going to work. The key to all this is next week. If Trump can make a deal with China that includes China not buying Russian oil,
mm-hmm.
That is the key to safety and security in this world. And that is an enormous story.
Enormous story. I can never figure out if you're going to say, Dom, it's small ball, because you say it on things where I think it's an enormous story that Mondani is going to be elected mayor of New York. Is it a big story, and what's the repercussion of it?
It is a big story for the people who live in New York City, and I am not one of them. I live 8 miles out of the Queens border, and my real estate, my home here, on Long Island, has gone up 20% in value since Mandani announced, because people are getting out of the city.
Yeah.
They're bailing. But that doesn't have any effect on Philadelphia, which is already a madhouse. Okay? So you live in New York, and you're going to get pounded. My daughter lives on the Upper East Side, and I told her, and she's 27 years old, if Mandami gets elected mayor, you cannot go out by yourself alone, particularly at night. And it doesn't matter whether you're going to church, where you're going. You cannot walk the streets of Manhattan alone. And here's why. Mandani is so anti-police that the police are bailing in record numbers. They're retiring, they're quitting and joining other police agencies, or they're just getting out. The NYPD is 10,000 down now. it'll be another 5,000 to 10,000 by next 4th of July. When you dial 911, which is your last hope if you're being attacked, those calls are not going to be answered in New York City. You're on your own.
In fact, Bill,
violent criminals know this.
In fact,
they know it.
In the debate, Mandani said, and he verified it, yes, we would determine whether a cop should be sent or not. Maybe this would be a sociologist or a psychologist that would be sent. My God.
Nobody's going to be sent, Dom.
Well, that too.
No help is on the way.
Yeah.
Logistically, you cannot operate in an enormous city like New York the way Mandani wants to operate. You can't. What are you going to have? Social workers sitting in Madison Square Garden waiting for calls? This is a fantasy. Anyone who votes for Mandani is putting themselves in danger. And I'm not even getting into the insane fiscal policies where the city will go bankrupt within a year. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just getting in public safety. There's not going to be any public safety. It's bad now with Bragg, and Bragg is just like Krasner. It's the same guy.
Bill, to that point, have you done, I know that you're there, you sense this, have you done stuff on Krasner this last week? You're aware, right, of what's going on here?
Yes, but I haven't done anything on it because I'm not there to follow it. It's very hard for me to follow stuff that isn't at a national level. It seems to be a local story because you know what Krasner is. Now he says, well, you know, maybe we made a mistake. Come on. I mean, the guy doesn't want to prosecute criminals. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no other debates. He doesn't want to do it. And the people of Philadelphia have elected him. It's okay. It's the same thing with Mandani. He doesn't want to prosecute criminals. He hates the police.
Exactly. So, Bill, next up then, with the Three Americans, News Nation, what's next up for Bill O'Reilly?
Pickleball. I gotta cut back.
Wait a minute. You're playing pickleball?
No, I'm being facetious.
Oh, I was going to say, my God, I can't imagine.
All my contemporaries are playing pickleball and riding around in golf carts, and I'm working like a Sherpa. You know what a Sherpa is?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, up the mountainside. Yeah.
Yeah, he carries some bags up the Himalayas.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, it's crazy. I got to cut back a little bit.
Come on now. No, we need more books.
I'm not going to get out, but I mean, the volume of work that I have to do every day, I know I'm whining and nobody's forcing me to do it. I'm well paid. But boy, oh boy, I've been in the business 50 years and I'm busier now than I was when I was a kid.
All good. Keeps you young. Bill, any book deals? We're getting into that season, right? Particularly with Confronting Evil. What's going on with the Killing Books, packages, and all that stuff?
Well, I got one more book to write under contract with St. Martin's.
Okay.
It's going to be Confronting America, What Has to Change.
Ah.
And that'll be out next year, probably in September of 26. And then, again, I don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, these books are hard to write, take a year to write them, because we have to make one better than the next. You know, we have a very high bar. People have expectations when they buy a Killing or Confronting book. So you got to really, you can't just phone it in. But I'll complete that book. I'm going to work on it this weekend, as a matter of fact. And then we'll see what happens.
BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, thank you, as always.
Appreciate the conversation, Don.
Thank you.
Stay well.
Thank you, Bill. You too. All right. I don't know if the sound of that's out there, Henry. I did the Tom Corbett show. He couldn't get at Corbett. You know, once a month we had him on. So he attacks me. And John Roberts looked like he was being taken to the gas chamber. They put him on set because he needed one national guy there, and he attacked him.
It's proxy war.
But, you know, I knew what was happening. They said, you have one go around, you can fire back. Don't fire back on the second. Here it'll be coming. It's just because of Corbett. Yeah. All right. So Mayor Adams has endorsed Cuomo. Piddling numbers here. Mandani's going to be mayor. And I'm fine with that in the grand scheme of things. I feel sorry for New York, but you know what? Same thing here in Philadelphia. We just mentioned Krasner. There's more on the Krasner thing. As I understand it, the family is not going after Krasner. It was revealed today that the woman was killed, Ms. Scott was killed by gunshot, and all the stuff that went on. And this guy, during this, Henry, goes to court in Philadelphia on another matter.
Ugh.
Yeah. And on it goes. The election's right around the corner. Philadelphia will have a choice. And I'm telling you, I think they go Krasner again, maybe 60%. How does that happen? How is Mondani going to be mayor of New York? Because in these big cities, this is how crazy it is. All right, before we get to any calls, I wanted to play you a cut of one of the leading Democrats. And when you see this woman at their events, she looks, Catherine Clark, this is cut 9, particularly wound up. You know, Jeffries doesn't. Jeffries is a partisan, but you don't see that. She is the House Minority Whip for the Democrats. Listen to what she said in this interview. It was on Capitol Hill. I'm not sure that CNN or one of them. She's asked about the shutdown, and isn't this going to hurt SNAP benefits in a week or so are going to go away? You know, all the stuff that you're hearing. Here's what Clark said, is a dirty little saying it out loud.
I mean, shutdowns are terrible. And of course, there will be, you know, families that are going to suffer. We take that responsibility very seriously. But it is one of the few leverage times we have.
All right. So if you're going to be, it's leverage. You're going to have to take it up for the team. It's like Mikey Sherrill. Remember, she said it's going to cost an arm and a leg, this change of energy. But if you're a good person, you'll do it. If not, you're a Nazi. 855-839. I love Carville, though. Collaborators. We're going to spit on them. Pajamas. Put them in the pajamas. Collaborators now. Shaving off your head.
When did he become Mr. Casual? I feel like he was always suit guy, and now like LSU garb. And
oh, no, he's always that. Yeah,
really?
I'm surprised you. Oh, yeah, I don't even remember once with a suit.
Oh, okay.
Just, oh, yeah.
All right, maybe that's just me being young. I don't.
I mean, you do have to put, you do have to put underneath closed captioning to know what the heck he's saying half the time.
Yeah, you got the Cajun accent.
Yeah, I only had him on once, and it wasn't bloody or anything. It was kind of fun. Okay, phone lines now. You got the side question. I'll get Henry and Kirk's here. A perfect ending is what, or, you know, really good ending does not have to be a film. I heard people on IP yesterday say, oh, Brandon Graham coming back. That's going to ruin a perfect ending.
Correct.
Based on what?
They stink. I mean, they don't stink, but like, this isn't a Super Bowl team.
Well, but that's fine. So we played on this team. How does that ruin a legacy?
Because you went out on top. You missed most of last season with that shoulder injury. You come back for the final game. You play in that Super Bowl. You win that second Super Bowl for the city.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you had to do. Oh, 15 years. God. You're the longest tenured player in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You love playing the game. Now we're talking like this is a presidential memoir. Henry's writing here or something. All right. What's yours? What was the perfect ending?
So perfect ending, non-movie I'll do first.
Yes.
How about Denver Broncos quarterbacks looking for their second Super Bowls? John Elway famously in his final game won the Super Bowl MVP in 1999, capping his career with a second Super Bowl victory for the Denver Broncos. And then flash forward 17 years later, when the legendary Peyton Manning was looking to catch his brother Eli in Super Bowl wins, was able to start and be the first quarterback to start for two separate teams and win a Super Bowl when he beat the Carolina Panthers in 2016 for the Denver Broncos.
That's outside a movie.
And then the movie one I'm going to take off, I think I took it off last time we did something like this, is the ending of La La Land. When
that's perfect, man. That's a downer.
No, it's perfect. Oh, no way. I don't think it's a downer. I think it's like
that'd be downer.
They both gave up their love for each other in order to pursue their dreams. They meet again in Sebastian's bar, you know, while he's playing jazz music and she's leaving. And they both give each other that look at the end saying, like, you know what? This was for the best. You know, let's go live our lives. I'm married. Okay. You're doing your thing. Right. I think it's perfect every single time.
All right. Kirk, do you have one?
Yes, I do. So all the TV series that aired had, like, Sopranos, wondering what those endings, the ending was. So mine is a TV series, MASH. Goodbye, farewell, and amen. That was the final episode, and you had that shot of the helicopter saying goodbye.
Iconic.
And Hawkeye taking off, or when I forgot the actress, but
I'm a defender. The Sopranos is a great ending. I don't care what anybody says. I'm in the minority.
Yeah. I don't think it was. Because
well, that black. Might be the majority.
Oh, just want to see him get shot or something. Yeah, and fade to black.
Yeah, guys, just going to the bathroom. Members only. Jack, I didn't mean to shoot him. All right, 855-839-1210. So you got the side question. Just off this Newsmax thing with the Trump White House. I know how it looks. You know, if you've been to that area of the White House. But is this something so bizarre? We'll play you John Meacham coming up, the historian John Meacham. He actually said today, I think on Morning Joe, this is why the American Revolution was fought. People go to war over stuff like this. What? Is the British burning down the White House? 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Let's talk for a moment about the fact that for years I've been telling you about the health benefits of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, reduce inflammation, promote joint comfort. Taking them is one of the easiest things I can do for my health. And now it's your turn. Give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue's Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use that code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer in any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. Just call them, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember, use that code OMEGA50, O-M-E-G-A-5-0. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free. R-E-S-Q dot.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Com. Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, we're going to talk with a woman we met at the big rally in Wildwood, Heather Torno. Really, I think, represents most of South Jersey, the Turning Point groups, the Charlie Kirk groups, but that are beyond the college age. Okay, it's a little bit of a different thing. And they, first time, are going to be engaged in these big rallies for Jack Cetarelli. So all the momentum, all the signs, any number of things are pointing toward this coming right down to the wire. And we'll start to know a little bit more because Saturday starts early voting. And that's why it's important to vote early, because we'll start to see the signals about exactly where we are. And, you know, it's momentum. As the word filters out, it galvanizes people. Convincing people that you can win in this has been a large part of the task. All right, Dylan is in Haddonfield. Dylan's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dylan, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. I want to read a quote from Always Honest Donnie. It won't interfere with the current building. It won't be. It'll be near it, but not touching it.
Okay, but let's cut to the chase, buddy. What did you want to come on and say? Say it. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sure you've been very critical of Kim Jong-Donny for what he's been doing, right?
Okay. All right. You want to come on? You want to talk about the East Wing? Come on. Let's talk about it. Okay? I know this is the meme. This is without the... We don't do shows like this. We're not playing games with it. Just tell me why you oppose it. What it is here that you think is out of bounds. I just was on Newsmax doing this. And I get it. I get the look of it at this point. And I get too much gold in the White House, each president doing different things around it. For example, we've talked about it before. I wouldn't have done over the Rose Garden. Okay? I think the Rose Garden was fine. I'm not saying it that it's a disaster to do it over that, but I've been there. I've seen the Rose Garden. And I like the Rose Garden. Okay. Well, what is the complaint here? Here is John Meacham, historian John Meacham now, telling us that this is cut 12. This is the definition, he said on Morning Joe, of why we have an American Revolution.
Significant, the two most significant, I'd say, would be the 1903 construction of the West Wing, which was the Oval Office. The Oval Office was based on the what's called the Oval Study in the main house. That was the reason for the echo of the design. One of the metaphors that you can't make up was in, I think it was Christmas Eve 1931, the West Wing caught fire under Herbert Hoover, right? So the country sort of descending into chaos, and the house itself catches fire. The other is the Truman, the renovation that happened under President Truman. He and Mrs. Truman moved to Blair House across the way for several years. But, you know, as ever with President Trump, you know, you do have to step back and say, well, what is he trying to do? What is the, you know, let's not bang on our high chairs here. And to me, one of the issues here is so much of the, I haven't seen the National Review piece, but so much of the controversy here might be settled if, for instance, he actually paid attention to norms, to the customs of having, you know, Congress was very much involved in the 1940s version of this. Bring in the National Trust. Bring in the White House Historical Association, a wonderful group founded in the Kennedy administration. Terrific people who care deeply about the House. You know, do this with some sensitivity to the fact that you're not a king. You know, you can't just do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's an adolescent response.
All right. You got the historical approach to this. Okay. We'll see if this remains a thing as it starts to come under construction. And we will see the claims. First of all, there's no taxpayer money, but we do know big bucks are involved in behind this. What do they get out of it? It's a constant thing with presidents. It's ongoing. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Heather Torno is with us next. As I said, she's been on before mentioning coming off the Wildwood Rally, what her group does, how it's a little bit different than Turning Point, but it's in the, an ally of sorts. They have two big rallies coming up. One's in Lakewood. The other is in Media, though, that I think is going to be big in our area around Jack Ciattarelli. And again, this is the first time I believe they've done stuff like this. So it's a breakthrough, indicative of how intense this is. Phone lines, hit us with a perfect ending. 855-839-1210. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. New Jersey, incredibly fierce what's going on right now. And as a barometer of that, something you may want to participate in, Heather Torno is with us, Turning Point Action, New Jersey. She'll explain the group and its connection here. Hey, Heather, welcome back. People may not have heard you the last time, but Turning Point Action, how is this a Charlie Kirk legacy of sort? It's an ally group, I guess I would call it.
Hi, Dom. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so Turning Point Action in New Jersey is kind of an advocacy group. So Turning Point USA is for students. They have Club America, which is for high school students. And then Turning Point USA is where we have chapters within colleges throughout the country. And the Turning Point Faith has chapters that are connected to churches throughout the country. So Turning Point Action is the political arm of Turning Point and allows to it's Turning Point to back political candidates. So what I created was Turning Point Action of New Jersey. It's an advocacy group where we work with Turning Point Action. And we are so grateful because they are coming into New Jersey now and they're hosting two Super Chase rallies to help us with this Jack's upcoming election.
So Super Chase is chasing voters, unregistered and things of that nature. One is in Lakewood, which is a heavily Orthodox Judaism. And the other is in Medford, New Jersey. When's the one in Medford? That's closer to the area, Heather.
Correct. So on November 3rd, in Medford, New Jersey, it's going to be early afternoon. And just to kind of explain what a Super Chase event is, it's kind of combining the excitement of a rally with the effectiveness of door knocking. So it's like a Super Saturday, but it's on any day of the week. And we focus on low propensity voters to get in their votes. So we chase ballots in the neighborhood and really excited to bring an event on the 3rd, Monday the 3rd, to Medford.
And how do people participate? What happens? What do they do?
So you can come out or you can sign up on turningpointaction.com/superchase/NJ and sign up for, there's a Lakewood, New Jersey rally the day before, Super Chase the day before. And on Monday, November 3rd is the Medford Super Chase. You can sign up online, come out. We're still working on the location within Medford, but come out. We're going to have some speakers, some big speakers flying in. They'll be announced in the coming days. And hear some speakers, have some refreshments, and then we will get out in the community and start knocking doors.
How do you choose a place like Medford? South Jersey is a capital city for Jack in the last election, I think, in this one, too. Why Medford? Any particular reason?
Like I said, we're going really after low-propensity voters, so we know that these are conservative voters that just might not get out to vote, especially on an off-year election cycle.
So, Heather, a lot of voters, particularly we saw in 2024, Trump did astoundingly well in New Jersey, given, you know, the propensity to be blue. What is it that is working? What's the message? I mean, I had tried several with Trump voters who may or may not come out to vote. If Trump's on the ballot, they're going to move over heaven and to come there. But if not, they're reluctant.
I mean, I think what we're seeing now is personally after Charlie Kirk's assassination, I think it really woke people up to what's going on in our country. And I know that when we're out there knocking on doors and talking to people in the community, there are people who are voting for the very first time. These are people who weren't even inspired to vote for Donald Trump. So I think it's getting those people, or, you know, making sure that they know where to go when one in four people don't know that there's an election coming up on November 4th. So making sure people know where the early voting locations are in their community, that they can vote by mail, and where and when to show up to vote. But definitely just for New Jersey specifically, I think people are, it's unaffordable to live here. People can't buy homes. And Turning Point really talks to the young people, and young people can't afford homes. They can't afford the bills. They can't afford to buy a home and start a family here, which is what, you know, that's the American dream. And so we want New Jersey to be a place where young people can grow and live and not have to leave the state to have the American dream, which is buy a home, have a family, you know, raise a family and contribute to society.
Well, I'm so glad you're coming to the area, our immediate area. Tell people again, where do they go for information to sign up to participate?
For sure. So so our community group on is Turning Point Action New Jersey. We're on Facebook. If you just Google Turning Point Action New Jersey, we come up right away. And if you also just Google Turning Point Action, you'll come up to the if you Google Turning Point Action New Jersey, you'll be able to see the events for, pop up very first thing on Google to actually register for the events. But if you want to be part of our community where you can see what's going on in your county, what's going on in, right in your backyard, that would be Turning Point Action New Jersey on Facebook. And we have the link there so you can sign up to go to this Super Chase rally in Medford on November 3rd.
Good luck with it, Heather. Hopefully we'll talk before then. Thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Heather Torno here. So you can see the intensity of this, and Medford is one, Lakewood is the other. Right down to the wire, Matt Rooney will be here about 2:30 today. Give us some of the metrics, some of the indicators that are out there. One of the biggest are all these Democrat powerhouses in North Jersey, Essex County, places like that, Hudson, you know, the usual litany, that have come out publicly for Jack Ciattarelli. I have not seen as many, and the last time we looked in South Jersey, say Camden County, for example, we made a big deal out of the one mayor was not Audubon, but the other Audubon, Audubon Heights, even went to his event over there when he came out for Trump. I've not seen it for Ciattarelli. You know, I'd like to see a few more in South Jersey. But the ones in North Jersey, that is really, really progressive Democrat headquarters. Why are they doing it? Because they're sensing that Ciattarelli might win, more than might win, that it's going to go down to the wire. And that's why the Passaic stuff, stopping him from cheating there, is so important. We'll ask Matt. Well, he's got updates. He's minute by minute on what's going on around it. Okay, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. Here's how you get in. We haven't gotten anybody in the side question yet. Be ready to go. Hit us with an all-time ending. It could be a film. It could be in real life. It could be in sports. It could be in politics. It could be just somebody who did something and it capped a career. It was perfect. It, you know, or as close as you humanly can to it. Now, I'm in a camp that thinks it's fine if Brandon Graham plays. I think they need him a bit.
It's fine, but.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. And we'll play you a little bit more, Henry. I don't want to go through the beginning. If you can pick up from where Hunter Biden has done this 3.5-hour interview. It's up on Substack. We got some of the sound. And he was asked, well, you know, the reason they may have won the last time, they really galvanized people. And the guy was smart. The moderator is what I say. The trans issue. Yeah, there were a million other things with Kamala Harris, but it brought it all home. Okay. If that's the case, then how would Hunter Biden deal with it? And the great man told us, we played you a little bit, but there's more on this and how tired he is of this issue. Why won't it go away? Well, stop doing it. Stop supporting it. I just saw in Minnesota today something about powerlifting on the female side. They've just endorsed they're going to let males in there that obviously are going to win. That guy, A.B. Hernandez, who almost won all the track stuff in California, is on a volleyball team. And here's a sign of the times. 10 teams refused to play the schedule against him, and he lost in the quarterfinals of the state championships just the last day or so. Now, I would never forfeit. You know, I just don't believe in that. I get it. You're trying to send a bigger message and all that. And there is a safety issue with this stuff that goes on. I just can't see forfeiting. And we also have a little bit more Roger Goodell in the NFL. Why did it come up yesterday? Or why are people asking, are you going to reconsider about Bad Bunny? I have a platform that Jack Persobic told me that it seemed to me like it would be one of the platforms they're on. Maybe indicative they don't have a TV network yet. I'll tell you what it is coming up. But stuff is happening around that halftime show and even before the game. There's going to be counter-programming big time. I'm talking about ideological, not the puppies and all. You know, something else is going to happen there. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.